Monday night at 9 p.m. on TSN is the premiere, the broadcast premiere of the film Wick, which is the Hayley Wickenheiser story. I should say the Dr. Hayley Wickenheiser story. And it'll be out on TSN, and it'll also be streaming on Crave beyond that for folks who missed the broadcast premiere of it. And yeah, I had the pleasure of being the director of the film. I've been working in the hockey media for some time. My last film was on former Maple Leaf and recently retired Toronto Marley captain Rich Clune and his battles with addiction. And out of that, in COVID, I had an opportunity to do a film with a production company called Uninterrupted, which has an exclusive deal with TSN creating original sports content. So they asked me what I was interested in doing a film on. And one day I was actually at my brother-in-law's farm in Outer Annan, Leith area. And, you know, I was playing outdoor hockey with his nieces, who are quite young and didn't really have the opportunity to see Hayley play at her prime. And I looked up on the wall in their barn, he floods the barn, and it's an indoor-outdoor rink, and it's an amazing spot for his kids to play. And up on the barn wall was a picture of Hayley, very similar to how we used to see pictures of the Queen up in the old rinks around Canada.
Really?
And I remember at that time thinking how exceptional it was that she was still these young girls' icon. And with what Hayley was doing with the Conquer COVID initiative with Ryan Reynolds, and now she's the assistant GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs, but at that time she was the director of player development, I thought, with the Maple Leafs. And, you know, I just thought she was both a timely story in the now, but also a legendary story for many Canadians, and an impactful one that I think would resonate with people across our country. So I jumped at the opportunity to do a story on her, and here we are.
She's kind of like the Wayne Gretzky for female hockey, isn't she? Because of her consistency and her longevity as well.
Yeah, I mean, she had a career with the national team that spanned for almost a quarter of a century. She made the women's national team at the age of 20 or at the age of 15.
Wow.
And she was very much a kid when she was on that team, and what she's gone on to do in her life is it's truly remarkable. Even to this day, filming with her was a bit of a challenge because her hours, you know, as a doctor, sometimes she's working 12-hour shifts, 14-hour shifts overnight, going right from the hospital directly to the arena to work with the Maple Leafs players in the morning. So it was between that and all the lockdowns and navigating the COVID restrictions, it was a bit of a challenge, but in the end, I'm really proud with the story that we managed to tell.
Taylor, can people see the show in Owen Sound on Monday, or is it a private screening?
So we are having a private screening at Ramp, but if anyone has just a regular cable subscription, they can watch it there, and it will be on TSN intermittently throughout the holidays as well. So it's hockey season with the NHL in full swing and the World Juniors on TSN, and they're going to be plugging the Wick film throughout the holidays as well.
Well, we'll have to look for it, and of course look for local landmarks as well, because part of the Owen Sound area doubles as Saskatchewan, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So we managed to film at that same farm that inspired me to do it at. That's where we had as a stand-in for her childhood in Saskatchewan and the scenic shots we wanted to do, and also her main view was shot at CTRE Studios in downtown Owen Sound in the old bank. So it's although it's not an Owen Sound story, it has a very deep Owen Sound connection, and I myself am a local who also lives in the Leith Annan area. So it was great to be able to bring her up here and get all the support from the community that we did.
Now, Taylor, thanks for this. We'll see you Monday night, and all the best with your film.
Thank you so much for having me, gentlemen.